Those of you who are parents or grandparents, maybe great-grandparents, those of you who are aunts or uncles, those of you who've ever been out in public have probably seen a precious young 3-4-year-old throw a terrible, incoherent tantrum. It was interesting to read an account that many parents shared of their own children and these meltdowns that they have had. One shared about their son throwing a tantrum because the imaginary door on the imaginary fire truck wouldn't open and he was stuck inside. One little girl just became beside herself that she didn't get to go to her parents' wedding, which had taken place 7 years before she was even born. A little boy wept and wept and wept because he wanted to be wrapped like a burrito for bed. But he was upset that he'd been wrapped like a bean burrito and he wanted to be a chicken and rice burrito. Where'd it go? I dropped my paper with my stories on it. Where'd it go? Oh, here it is. At least I didn't throw a tantrum. A young boy was using his 120 colors pencil set. Came beside himself when he couldn't find the hamburger bun color. Or the girl who cried and cried because the cat cheated at the game that they were playing. So yes, hard to understand, challenging, exhausting, head-scratching, all of those things. But yet, looking beyond that, we still see the young child. We still see how precious that little person is. And so Jesus uses common folklore. Across numerous cultures and societies, you have a similar story. A story of reversal of fortunes. The reversal of conditions of the poor and the wealthy in the afterlife. And so here you read of the rich man who was not only wealthy, but lived with great abundance. And the rich man's focus was on himself. And the story tells of his self-indulgence. And so because of that, he's not attentive. Unaware of the conditions of those who may be suffering. Those whom he did not see. Not even those nearby. Jesus' teachings are pretty clear because he refers back to the laws of Moses and the prophets. Not a system of rules and regulations, not a code to follow, but rather how one is to act in accord with the divine. How one is to be right in their actions, to conform to the ideals that are set. The laws and the prophets talk about justice. Justice. The care for the alien and the refugee. The fatherless, the orphan. The widow. The oppressed. The laws and the prophets talk about caring and providing for the hungry. How when the harvest comes, that a part of the crop is to be left behind so that the fields can be gleaned. how when the grapes are picked, some are left for those who are in need, and those who are hungry can come and help themselves. The laws and the prophets repeat this and emphasize this time after time after time after time. The teachings of God are clear. How God's people are to be open-handed, not hard-hearted, not tight-fisted, but come to the aid, bring assistance to those around them again and again and again. The actions to be taken have been revealed. God has made a covenant promise with His people. How we are relate to God, and with that, how then we are to relate to one another. We are not to neglect. We are not to be indifferent. We are to provide care and to bring assistance. We are to see those in need. We are to see the humanity in all people. We are to be aware. We are to know, to understand, to grasp what is taking place around us and nearby. St. Augustine wrote these words, "What does love look like? It has the hands to help others. It has the feet to hasten to the poor and to the needy. It has the eyes to see misery and want. It has the ears to hear the sighs and the sorrows of men." That is what love looks like. Joe was driving his old Pontiac home. This was some years and years ago. It was a dark, wet night. He had just left his part-time job, a low-paying job at the factory, the only work that he could get at the time. He was young. He was newly married, trying to get by, trying to provide. Two-lane highway, a lonely road, not much traffic. Up ahead in the distance, he saw a car lights flashing on the side of the road. So he pulled up behind the car. It was an expensive car. As he got out in the rain and the dark, he walked up toward the driver's side window. And inside he saw an older woman traveling alone with a very worried look on his face as he walked near. He rolled the window down just a little bit. He tried to show her his best smile. And he said to her, "I'm here to help. My name is Joe." She explained that she had a flat tire. She had been there for quite some time, waiting for perhaps help to come. He insisted she stay inside the car where she would feel safe and out of the weather. She was able to open the trunk from the inside. So in the cold and the wet and the dark, he went for the trunk and pulled out the spare tire, pulled out the jack, had some trouble placing the jack under the car, had to get down on his hands and knees, and was able, though, to get the tire changed. By the time he was finished, he was dirty and skinned his hands. But all the while, she had begun to talk to him a little bit through that crack in the window. And when he was done and completed and everything was back in the trunk and he had closed it, she said to him, "How much do I owe you?" And he said, "Nothing." He said to her, "I don't have much, but I always try to watch and see if I can be of help. To see if there's someone in need, and then I can give a hand. That's something I can do. It's never occurred to me to act any differently." He said to her, "So when you see someone who needs help, just think of me. So they parted ways, and she drove off, and a little ways down the road there was a little diner. She decided that she would stop because she needed something to eat and just wanted to get out of the car after having sitting there for a couple of hours. She was greeted with a smile by the waitress. Her name tag said Jan. Right away, the woman noticed that the waitress was at least 8 months pregnant. And the woman could see the ache and the strain that this took on her as she worked busily. She ordered her meal and ate in silence, received the bill, and in exchange gave the waitress a $100 bill. The waitress went to get change. And while she did that, the woman silently got up, went out the door, and drove away. The waitress returned with the money that was left over and saw a note on the table that said, "Someone saw that I needed help. I see you could use help too. Do not let this chain of helping one another be broken." So the night ended, and Jan helped close up the restaurant with the cleaning and putting the chairs up, and was anxious to get home. She was excited to tell her husband what had happened. She walked in the door and said, "Joe, you'll never believe it." We are to put into practice in the world in which we live the ways of Jesus. A Jesus who embodies all of the things that the law and the prophets had taught. Bring them to fulfillment. We are to be people of this kingdom here in this world in which we live. Seeing the humanity of each and every person. Seeing the needs that exist around us. Last month we visited our daughters and our granddaughter, and our granddaughter was excited to see us. She's 8 years old and decided to spend the first couple nights with us where we were staying. Thought that would be fun. So the second night, though, we said, "Well, you know, we're going to get up in the morning. We're going to go for a little hike." She said, "Okay, I'll be willing to do that," because she wanted to stay. So the next morning came along, and so we got ourselves ready, and she says, "Well, you know, I should rest. I have cheer practice tonight, and I just really don't think I should go." So we insisted on her going. So she did her best to be miserable, just kind of dragging herself along about 20 feet behind us. She didn't stay with us anymore after that. But you gotta love them, don't you? The little girl threw a tantrum because she couldn't climb into the snake enclosure at the zoo because she thought they looked lonely in there. The little boy had a meltdown when he tried to eat a piece of candy along with a piece of broccoli because it tasted bad. The little girl became terribly upset because she wanted a twin sister. She already had a twin sister. A little boy went into a fit when the parents wouldn't let him get into the parked car that was next to them. And finally, there was a little boy who liked being tickled. So the parents tickled him and tickled him and tickled him until a big fart came out. And with that, he melted down and said, "I was saving that for later." Seeing beyond all the things that can take place. Seeing them for the children they are. And all around us, seeing God's children. And we gotta love them.